Hello and welcome to episode 370 of Spread Geek and Geek. I'm Pat.
I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we still have not ventured out into a movie theater.
No. AMC's trying to tempt me though. Did you see that thing on your phone?
No.
Apparently A-List gets a $10 gift card or something towards them. They have to use it before October 31st.
No.
Yeah, I had it on my... I'm sure... Like, I need to go... I haven't pulled in my...
Maybe because I haven't opened A-List since like... March. I haven't either,
but I still have my alerts set up for the AMC app to show up. But I still have like you, set up. But I'm like,
Well, we were talking with our friend Mikey who came over on Friday night, while we were playing Legion, and he was like, "So yeah, we went and saw Tenet. We were literally the only ones in the theater." And I was like, "Really?" He was, "Yeah, we got there at 7:00." They had 2 showings. They had 1 at 6 and 1 at 7. We had bought tickets for the 6 o'clock.
I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
6 in the morning?
I don't know. It's like, anything's possible.
He's like, we bought tickets for the 6 o'clock. We showed up at 7 because we thought they were at 7. And they were like, don't worry about it. Just go to the 7 o'clock one. And we're like, okay, cool. And we walk in and there's nobody in there. We're like, oh, cool. Because it was like right at 7. And then the trailers ended. And there's still nobody in there. And then we're 15, 20 minutes in the movie and nobody shows up. And it's like... Well, this is kind of nice, but also kind of awkward. Like, so, it seems that people are still taking it kind of seriously and not really going out. And I could get behind something like that. Like, if I know if I'm going to a theater and it's basically me and you, I'll be like, all right, I'm good to go.
Yeah, I mean, we have to do that now.
Because then I'm like, well, I don't have to worry about wearing my mask. Because, like, you know, I'll be eating the entire time because that's what I do is eat.
Do they have concessions open?
I'm sure they have to. That's how they make their money.
I know, but I was curious. I'm so... It's funny. It's so fascinating to be like, I wonder what it's like going to a movie right now.
Well, I mean, look, it's football.
I just realized that as it switched over, and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's so weird.
I did see a fun image, though, of the guy putting up... I think it's baseball that does... Or whatever it is that that has, like, the standees and stuff mm-hmm. in there. And it shows, that, like, all but one of them, or, like, 2 or 3 of them up. And someone's like, does he have a mustache? And I'm like, you son of a bitch. You're playing Guess Who. I love it.
At the Dodgers game, they had once put in Bernie. From Weekend at Bernie's, so he's sitting there.
No, I didn't see that one. Yes, yes, yes.
That was probably my favorite.
That's so good.
During the basketball, the NBA playoffs, they have live cameras on people, essentially, so you can be
part of the crowd.
Some dude was sleeping.
Doug, like, he pulled a Doug.
Yeah, he definitely pulled a Doug. So, like, it's kind of awesome, and it's funny how all of these companies, you know, couldn't do these things, blah, 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 blah. This happens, and mysteriously, they found a way to do all these things that they couldn't do.
Life finds a way.
Yeah, exactly.
Or capitalism finds a way.
Yeah, and I'm really behind all of this. Like, I've been going to the gym for the last 2 weeks, and I think the most people I've seen at the gym has been 10.
Yeah.
And we were 2 of them. Like, it's really creepy. I know people are like, no, nobody's taking this thing seriously. And I'm like, if you look at life, people are taking it pretty seriously.
Mm-hmm. I think they're definitely a small, vocal, stupid minority
yes.
of people. Which, I mean, still bad, especially in a pandemic, because I'm like, you fuckers. That are definitely there. But I'm like, for the most part, society as a general is pretty... In some aspects, it's pretty changed. In some areas, it's very... How is it? It's not black and white. It's very much like... Someone I drove by one of... It was must have been game... Like, one of the game nights or something like that. I was driving by the... Fuck, what was it called? Like, Hub or something like that. Burger joint or something. It was an outside sports bar. Every fucking table is filled. And I'm like, well... And then other times I go to once and I'm like, oh, you properly distance. Everything's going fine. You're still busy, but you're busy with...
Yeah,
it seems like you're putting boundaries.
Some businesses are like, fuck it, and other businesses are like, hey, we're going to do what we can to be a business and keep the social distancing and everything. And I know here they've got all kinds of different hotlines and everything set up to mm-hmm. to rat out. Go ahead.
I used it, so.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Did you? Who'd you rat?
It was the Hub. I was like, oh. I was like, dude, come on, guys. Like, inside and outside, every fucking table is pretty much filled. There was, like, maybe a couple, like, empty tables, but it wasn't spaced purposefully.
We really thought about doing it for Teppanyaki, because it was packed.
And I'm just like, come on, guys. Yeah. My thought is, like, I understand you want to make money, and I do get it. Yeah. But I'm like, I also want this to be sustainable, and I do, like, being able to go out and
spend money. I don't want shit to close again. Yeah. I don't want shit to close again. So, like, open slowly. It's going to take time, and I know it sucks, and especially, like, I'm not a business owner, so I can empathize with them, but I don't fully understand what they're going through. Yeah. But some money's better than no money. Mm-hmm. And if you're shut down, you're making no money. So it opens slowly. By 2022, we'll get there, maybe. Maybe. I'm hoping, like...
I mean, like, we already assumed, like, we knew that 2020 is in the bag. We're, like, we're hoping we're... I'm
2021 conventions are starting to be canceled already.
Well, I mean, like, what is it? One of my work, they have a leadership conference thing, and every other year they do it in Las Vegas, and it's a big in-person thing, and then the off years they do it virtually. Ours was set for 2021, and they've already canceled it and moved it to 2022. Because they're like, no.
Right.
Like, I get it. I do. I'm like...
Yeah, but, like, at some point... You also want to kind of get back to normal, as much normal as you can. Like, we've already canceled Dapper Day. Yep. And we're setting the groundwork to go to Disneyland for Christmas next year.
Oh, wow. Okay. I still have the days off.
Yeah, I do too. I'm going to keep the days off.
I think I'm going to talk with Jackie about trying to repurpose it a bit, do something. Even if we go to California again and we... Do you like that stuff? I'd be happy again just by beach and stuff. I don't care.
I mean, I still have the day off. I wouldn't mind. Yeah. If we could all tag together and like just go to California, get a cheap B&B or something. Yeah. Universal is open, which is weird.
Yeah.
But I think I'd rather wear a mask at Universal in November than Disneyland in November.
I mean, most of the rides are all indoors anyways. You kind of want to wear...
Yeah, and like at that point, it's chilly, so like you won't notice the mask type of thing. And I've got my little Batman cowl, so I can wear my Batman cowl and a mask and like be completely covered. God. All right. So enough mask talk. Yes. Enough health. Let's get into the show. Let's start off how we usually do. What have you been playing?
No, I mean, it's still Death Stranding. And still delivering packages. I've even started looking up tips and tricks sheets because the game definitely does not... There's a lot of shit there that it doesn't teach you, which is kind of fun but also annoying.
Okay, so you've been playing this for a few weeks now.
Yeah.
Is it just delivering packages?
Yeah, there's combat, but
it's... Is there combat? Because I've heard there's not...
Do you want me really? To, like, I don't want to spoil it for you. Like, that's the kind of thing, like, it's...
I mean, you...
But, yeah, essentially, your main crux of it is that you are delivering packages, you are managing weights, you are managing balance, and then you have to do difficult stuff where you have, like, the weird, crazy shit you've seen in the trailers attacks you, and you have to be able to navigate that. And then you have other combative, like,
postal people. But I've heard not, like, combat.
No, there's combat.
Okay, so you, like, there you is can shoot, fight there, people or
there
whatever?
There is shooting, there is stuff like that. There is, like... grenades, you can actually do a lot of melee stuff, you can use packages as weapons and stuff like that. You make weird...
It sounds like an Amazon employee right there.
Absolutely.
Sometimes like shit shows up, you're like, oh, okay.
And then you have like competitive UPS and USPS like employees coming after you trying to steal your packages.
Really?
Yeah. So there's both. Okay. So there's a lot there. It is, like, the story makes it so fucking up its own ass.
It's so Kojima.
But I kind of love it. In a way, the mechanics of it is solid. Like, I actually really stupidly love delivering packages. I love plotting routes. I like looking at the topography. I like making sure, like, hey, I need to make sure to bring, hey, there's people there or standy people.
Yeah, as you say, people.
I like bringing, like,
this is one of the, I'm sorry. This is one of the things that kind of gets on my nerves is there are certain places that allow some fans. Yeah. Like, the Chiefs, I think they're...
Like, in-person fans?
Yes. I think
they're... By the way, we're watching football in the background, if you can't tell.
I think their stadium seats 65,000 or something.
Okay.
And they opened up to 17. So, like, I don't understand why you didn't allow some fans in.
I think it's just, like...
And I know, I guess it's an all-or-nothing type thing, and but if you're at the game, you have to do this waiver of, like, if you get it, it's like, you didn't get it from us. It sucks to be you, even if you got it from us. Like, nope, you didn't get it from us.
Exactly. You're accepting liability.
Yeah, and so, like, it's weird that they didn't allow anybody in. Because you could space it. I mean, those things are massive. You can space it every 60 feet apart if you want to.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And you can charge the tickets more, too. No, you don't want that because people wouldn't go.
People will pay.
Again, the mechanics are solid. I enjoy doing all the plot out stuff. You have to plan out and bring what equipment you want to make sure, like, if you're removing ladders, bring climbing anchors, all this shit. You can build it. Weird. Like, it's stupid, but I really dig that.
This is an actual walking simulator.
It is. It's a delivery walking simulator. And I adore it stupidly.
Okay.
If you do play the game, I would say try not to do what I did, which is try to maximize your relationships with every areas. Just push through to, like, episode three, I think it is. Because at that point, then you get stuff that makes the rest of the stuff easier. But the game keeps on doing the thing where it introduces new mechanics, new tools, and it changes the way you look at the game each time. And I fucking love that stuff.
Okay.
Because it's something like, hey, I'm walking everywhere, and now suddenly you're walking and you have a vehicle. Now suddenly you're walking and you have this tool. Suddenly you have this. And it changes the way you're like, huh, I'm not going to go after it this way. I'm going to go after it this way.
Okay.
It's stupid,
but it is an actual walking simulator.
Yes.
Unlike, like, that term gets thrown around on, like, Gone Home and games like that. This is an actual walking
simulator. You have to, like, you literally, one of the mechanics is you start stacking your shit up there and you start using the L2 and R2 to basically balance yourself left and right. I can't explain how much I really do enjoy this game. I'm not going to say it's a great game, but I fucking enjoy playing
it. It just sounds stupid. But a good stupid.
Yeah.
Like, it's Armageddon, where you're like, well, this is stupid, and I love it.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm like, because, like, it's got great mechanics, it's got a pretty decent, pretty beautiful visuals, even though it's kind of an empty-ish world, and then it's got a what-the-fuck story, and I'm like, this is just a crazy combo that I'm really happy about it, because it's fun.
Okay.
It is long, and I don't know when the fuck I'm going to beat it, because I think there's another area that I haven't unlocked, and I think I'm in the biggest area. But yeah, that's what I'm playing. What about you, sir? Okay.
Still playing a little bit of Pixel Junk Monsters too. Just because, you know, it's Tower Defense. Yeah. And I love Tower Defense. There's nothing more to report about that. It's Tower Defense.
Except for that we chose Tower Defense on a great holiday.
That was not intentional.
It was not intentional, no. Because you would have definitely made a joke about that otherwise.
Definitely. Yeah. Like the joke that I sent in the
terrible.
I know, and I love it so much.
Oh, man.
And Assassin's Creed Origins. I'm much farther into the game now. I don't understand the massive amount of love this game gets. Not that the game isn't good.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not enjoying it, because I've always enjoyed the Assassin's Creed games.
Yeah. They're fun.
They're fun. This is the same game. Like,
when... So it's not drastically different than everyone was saying.
It's not drastically different. It's enhanced or like, the climbing is so much better.
Yeah.
Okay. That's, like, basically it. That's what they... Everything else is minor tweaks, but, like, remember how you could, like, at least I haven't encountered it yet, but, like, the Cortesans, you could hire them and walk in them and be hidden and stuff.
Yeah.
There's none of that that I've found.
It's okay.
It's Assassin's Creed. It's good.
It's the polish that it should have been in the first place.
Yeah, like, it's good, but it's not... I don't understand why people are like, this fucking is... Like, it was getting, like, nines and stuff, and I'm like... If I'm doing the Ubisoft Collectathon, I would prefer to... Like, I almost played Far Cry 5. I was like, well, if I'm doing this, why don't I just play Far Cry? I prefer Far Cry over this, and it's the same thing. It's good.
Yeah.
I would recommend it. Like, if you've played any of the Assassin's Creed games and you're like, yeah, I like them, well, you're going to like this one. If you've played any of them and you don't like it, you're not going to like this one. It's the exact same game. It just, the parkour is so much better, though. Like, the climbing is, they got it. And it feels so, you don't just randomly jump off a building because you're like, fuck it!
Every time, like, goddamn, like, lemmings.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
You don't have to, like, search to climb a specific... Yeah. There are some buildings where you have to find the right... But for the most part, if you jump on a building and you just push up, he goes. And he'll find the way up. And you're like, oh, okay, this is so much better.
See, that's the kind of mechanics I remember from, like, Zelda, the new Zelda, that really changed. Like, I felt like I was like, if any games take anything from this, please take the idea of the climbing mechanics and just making the world feel more... approachable. Mm-hmm. And I've seen more and more games have that more, like, essentially free climbing kind of abilities. And I'm like, I love that shit.
Yeah, I'm way impressed and happy with the climbing. Other than that, it's Assassin's Creed. Like, I don't understand the massive amount of love. It's Assassin's Creed. Which is fine.
Is the story at least good, or is there a story? I don't
know what the story is. Do you ever really know what the story is with Assassin's Creed? Because it gets so convoluted with, like...
I did a bit with...
It'll be like, here's Bob. You should kill Bob. And you're like, yeah, I'm gonna go kill Bob. And it's like, here's Steve, Tom, Jones, blah, blah. And it gives you 800 people. And you're like, and they have this... And all of them have their own separate plots. And, like... And you're just like, I don't... Why?
Bob the Egyptian.
Like, I honestly don't know if I ever... I think Assassin's Creed might be the only Assassin's Creed I ever beat.
I mean, I beat a lot of them up to Black Flag as the right. last one I beat.
I never beat Black Flag because I was like... After a while, you're just like, I'm done Assassin's Creed-ing.
I think Black Flag's the one that really, like...
And Black Flag was really good.
It was really good, but it was the one that jumped the shark out of saying we're going to stop caring about Dresden, whatever his name was.
Desmond,
thank you.
But they had two of them, because Desmond was just one and two, wasn't he?
It
was
no, Desmond was all the way through Unity, I think. I was the last one with him or something. I don't remember. There's one that that finished, but essentially finished his story, and then just kept on going, and then they just didn't acknowledge anything else, and I was like, all right.
Nobody cares about the Animus anyway. You're not playing it for the Animus part. You're playing it for the... But yeah, it's fine. It's Assassin's Creed. I have no complaints over it. I just... It's Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and get to this week's streamer review. We did something a little different this time around. We picked movies for somebody else to watch that we've already watched. So... you'd seen Jojo Rabbit, so I watched Jojo Rabbit. I had seen Karate Kid, and
I had never watched Karate Kid.
Yeah, and the trailer for Cobra Kai got you interested. I was like, well, you have to watch Karate Kid before you watch Cobra Kai, because you're going to miss a lot of the inside jokes.
Yeah.
And you did miss a lot of the inside jokes, even in the trailer, until you watched Karate Kid. So let's go ahead and start with you. Give us your review of the 1984 classic, brand new Karate. I've never seen the reboot.
Really,
Jackie Chan.
I've actually seen the reboot before. I have to correct myself. I thought I had said I'd never seen all of this, and I'd seen bits and pieces. I have never fucking seen this movie.
Well, okay.
Like, I'm watching through it. I'm like, I do not remember any of this. I've never seen any of this.
Okay.
But yeah, essentially you have the idea of, God, what's his name? The kid's name?
Daniel Caruso. Daniel-san.
Yeah. Daniel-san. Oh, yeah. So basically he comes from Jersey, I think, or Newark. Yeah, what's it? New Jersey. So he comes from Jersey. He comes out to, like, out west because his mom's finding a job with a computer company because it's the way of the future.
I mean...
I found that funny.
It's the truth.
It is the truth.
It's Silicon Valley type of... So, like, all of it's pretty right on.
And he basically, like, finds a girl that he's interested in, finds some random friends, he's like, yeah, I practice karate by reading books and stuff like that. Finds a girl he's interested in, she's definitely from the rich area, he is definitely from the poor area, even the multiple times I've had to push the car, which kind of cracked me up, because I'm like, I remember that. pop the clutch! And then he finds, what's the kid's name that attacks him, sorry, I'm terrible with names.
Oh, God, what was his name?
The blonde guy.
Billy Zabka,
but I don't remember his actual real name. That's the actor's name.
Oh, that's the god.
Yeah.
How do I remember his... Fuck, what was his name?
Because they mentioned it in How I Met Your Mother a lot.
That's true.
But anyway, so...
God, I can't remember his name.
Blonde guy.
Like, it's been long enough that I can't remember his name.
Yeah. But he basically punches him and has an aggression thing because they're going after the same girl, blah, 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 blah. He gets bully. Into, like, bad shit, gets beaten up a lot, and then he meets Mr. Miyagi, but doesn't, like... And Mr. Miyagi's being really sweet to him, gets him walking through, like, bonsai bushes and stuff like that, but he happens upon him getting fucked up one time and saves him. And that's how, like, goes the whole idea. Like,
yeah!
Yeah, exactly. I loved it. It was fun. Fast forward to the idea that he's like, hey, teach me. He goes into...
So, before we get any further...
Yes.
This is going to sound like a bad racial stereotype question.
No, it's fine.
Did Pat Morita know karate?
Did who?
Pat Morita.
I don't know.
Or did they just assume because he's Asian that he has to know karate?
I have no idea.
Like, in real life, Pat Morita...
I would have to look online.
Right, yeah, like... I don't know if he knew karate or not. They were like, hey, you're Asian, you know karate. And he's like, sure.
So what is... One is they actually, I as far as I am aware of, fuck, god damn it, like, I hate advertising because I'm seeing chicken McNuggets up there, and I'm like, I want fucking chicken nuggets. God damn it. You all probably want chicken nuggets too now. But they got at least a person who's Japanese to play a Japanese person.
Yeah.
One is, also, total side point, they reference the fucking Japanese internment camps, and everyone glosses over that shit. Like, he's drinking and imagine the idea that he was going to war for the country, and his wife was in a thing. That was fucking heartbreaking.
So one thing I'm noticing, because we're
Which watching, I love, because I'm like, no one fucking talks about, like, as I love as they reference it, because no one fucking references the Japanese internment camps.
No. Well, because we don't
imprison our own people. We don't do shit like that, no.
Yeah. One of the things that I love our tangents, but anyway. One thing that I like is we're going through and watching, like, kind of old stuff, and we're watching Boy Meets World right now.
Oh, yeah.
And they had an episode on standing for the flag. This is like 96 or 97.
Okay.
And they're talking about how there's different oppression and stuff and blah, 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 and you shouldn't be forced. And is it patriotism if you're forced to do so? It's like
really relevant shit.
In Boy Meets World, I was like, Jesus. They cover racism really well. Like, it's one of these things that you kind of forget that, yeah, they did cover social issues in the 80s and 90s on TV shows.
Gloss over a lot of it.
Yeah, but I don't watch a lot of shows now. I don't know if they do it now. I know, depending on the show, they do.
Like, This Is Us does, right?
But Boy Meets World was a comedy.
Yeah, I would say, like, How I Met Your Mother really didn't.
How I Met Your Mother, I don't recall doing it. No. The episodes I saw of Big Bang, I don't recall them doing it.
No, they're escapisms.
So, like, it's interesting that they really, in comedy TV shows, address this stuff a lot. And I mean, fuck, the episode of Fresh Prince where Will Smith's like, why didn't you want me? And you're like,
fuck, man, that
good lord. Yeah.
I've never watched Fresh Prince, like, through and through kind of thing, but that clip kills me fucking every time.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, holy shit.
It was real, because it was, like, it wasn't Will Smith the actor, it was Will Smith, like, going to his...
Fuck,
but anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So again, Daniel gets...
We'll change it again, don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. So Daniel gets saved, basically says, hey, teach me, does one of those.
He's like, no.
And exactly, he's like, no. He's like, why don't we just go talk it out? He's like, you can talk anything out. They go there, and then Mr. Miyagi gets to play fucking chicken with him and say, yeah, I'm going to teach this dude you and give you, like, 2 months of safety and everything like that to teach you how to do karate.
Well, because he meets the other guy's instructor, and he's like, get out of here, old man, you're a piece of shit.
And he's like,
we don't have, well, we fight, and, like, Miyagi was karate's a defensive, it's an internal... peace, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, no, you use it for striking and use it for the offense. And he's like, okay.
Because that guy's teaching basically Krav Maga. Like, you go you talk him down, and you don't show mercy, because that's not the point of this. But yeah, so, like, he gets that whole idea, then they set up the whole thing of, like, hey, you keep him off them, you basically keep your boys off his back, and we'll have a showdown where he will face your folks in, like, a tournament, which is coming up in December. And then you have a montage, you have the wax on, wax off, and stuff like that. And God, I've heard a couple of them, there was a song, Push It to the Limit, or what?
You're the best!
Yeah, that's it. And I was like, my God, that is a montage that goes on for a long time. It basically goes on the idea of he does the wax on, wax off, he eventually waxes and wanes with the one girl, because he sees her, goes to, I'm doing a terrible job of this. But,
Halloween.
Yeah, the whole Halloween. I loved his Halloween costume that was improv thing. Like, I want to do the shower curtain thing. That was amazing.
Really?
You would. But you have the whole idea where he's basically trying to he's trying to train himself. He's also trying to get this girl, but every time he sees her, essentially, her parents obviously don't approve of him because he's from a low down area. Yep. Billy Zabka's character essentially is the pretty boy that they want her to be with, and he's fucking with them too.
It has to be Johnny.
Sweet Lake Johnny sounds right.
I think it's Johnny.
Yeah.
But,
you know. eventually they get to good, like, get good. He actually finds the purpose of his training, because he's like, hey, I want you to paint, I want you to do all these things, but he's actually teaching him the motions, which is like, I knew what it was, but I'm like, it was still kind of fun to watch. He gets him trained all the way up to the point where he gets to the actual tournament, and I realize how tiny LaRusso is, like Daniel is to everyone else. He is fucking tiny, like, and he's shaking. Pounds. Yeah, and he's like, you can see him like kind of shaking. He's like, oh, no,
the his first time. His gi is all like baggy on him, exactly. And everything.
So, like, he is definitely like the odd duck out kind of thing, even to the point where he's never been in another fight. He's never sparred really with anybody. So, you see him getting scared right off the bat. So, I was like, I kind of. Oh, yeah, like the one that. Who charges me right he's back. Like, yeah. Twice, and he's like, one more time you do that, you're out. Even to the point where he gets to the final rounds of the last two Black Cobra Kai people. And one of the guys, like, he, like, the coach is being a total dick. And that's when I realized it is not
Zabka.
It's not Zabka. It's not any of the other kids. It is literally the coach who's the villain of this whole thing.
Pretty much. That's why, like, Billy Zabka did nothing wrong. It's like, oh, well, I mean, he did.
He did do something wrong, but it's, so, like, the guy, like, obviously the guy before Billy Zabka, like, literally goes right, that's creepy as shit. I just saw a mask with a smile and I was like, fuck that. We tangent, sorry. I tangent bad. But he goes straight for the knee, which is obviously a bad move. No matter pretty much any sport you're in, you go for the knee, that's a terrible move. And the kid even goes and says he's sorry, too, I think, right afterwards, doesn't he?
Is that, no he, mercy.
No, but did he? I thought he went up to him and he says he's sorry.
I can't remember.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I'm so sorry, it was my fault, I didn't do it kind of thing. As soon as he is down, he runs over to him. The second kid, not Billy Zabka's character, he's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, oh, that's fucked up. Because the kids know he's doing something wrong, but he doesn't feel like there's an out. Daniel goes through, he does, Mr. Miyagi does his little...
Yeah, that just, I mean...
I'm like, yeah, that does nothing.
Everything else is, like, really grounded.
Yeah.
That's the one thing you're like... Okay. And I think it was, he did it for Daniel, of like, this'll heal you.
Yeah.
I put my hands on you and he's thing, like, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a psychosomatic, but like...
Because he did it once for his shoulder before, and that's why you got the idea of like, hey, I want you to help me through. And then you have the final sweeps thing. Sweeps
the leg.
Exactly. Sweeps the leg. And it's actually kind of a...
Put him in a body bag!
It's like, Jesus Christ! The mom would be like, what the fuck's going on? Does the crane kick.
Which I've heard is actually illegal.
I mean, he... Well, okay. So this is my...
But point. I don't know because I don't do no karate or anything.
Points.
But
their point system seems inconsistent.
Okay.
Because...
No, granted, we don't know the rules. Yeah. So
Billy punches... Or Billy? Maybe Bobby? Whatever. Zabka punches Daniel in the face, and that is says no points. Daniel crane kicks Zabka in the face, points, and he wins. The fuck! I was so furious. I'm like, what? This does not make sense. I don't care if it's a foot or a face. You're still this should not be a face and zone thing. But anyways, he wins, and I actually like it because you see Zabka's character says congratulations, and he hands him the trophy at the end of the thing. I was like, I thought he was supposed to be like a super dick, and he's not really. I mean, he's a teenager who doesn't know how to, has aggression issues. We've all been there or know someone who was. And that is the end of the movie. This one ages a lot better than like 16 Candles and other shit like that, I feel like. Because 16 Candles, there's less racial stereotypes that are not like, whereas Mr. Miyagi may be a racial stereotype, but he also confronts it. And multiple times, they're like, yeah, whatever you want, Mr. Sam or Toto or something like that. And he's like, excuse me? So there's a lot of those. He is still a stereotype, but he addresses it. And I can't say how much it's fucked up to say happy, but I'm happy to see that they addressed the internment stuff because we don't see anyone talk about it to the point where I genuinely do believe it's fallen out of the zeitgeist of everybody that we've done that.
I don't.
And that's recent.
I don't know if we covered it in school or not.
If so, I don't think we do
it. Like, I don't remember us care. Like, it's one of those things that, what, you know, I was like, whoa, really? Like, just, what? Yeah, I'm not sure if we covered it in school or not. It's just one of those things that I just kind of learned one day, I guess.
But I liked it. The movie's good. I can definitely see how, not even seeing the other movies, but how this movie can lead into Daniel being an absolute dick. Because he's kind of given a lot. And I can see how Zabka could really fall back after this of being like, oh shit, my life's over kind of thing. Like, I did some terrible shit and then basically bat wrestling with ghosts kind of thing.
Okay.
I'm way more interested in, like, the Cobra Kai series now. Good. And I love the idea of seeing them being animosity and maybe them flipping over a little bit. Like, Daniel Lee being a bit of a bully and not realizing and forgetting about all this shit. Because I can see that. I don't know.
Excellent. Excellent.
Excellent. What about you? You got to see Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah, so my movie was Jojo Rabbit, a 10? I think he's 10. A 10-year-old boy in Nazi Germany has a make-believe friend who is encouraging him to live a better life, to be a better child, to be a better German. That friend is Adolf Hitler. Naturally.
Even better yet.
It's Taika Waititi.
And he's in whiteface. Yeah. It's fucking perfect.
That's not... but Hitler is a 10-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. Because he's... So it's not an adult as his make-believe friend. It's his conscience, which is taking the place of Hitler. Mm-hmm. So this little boy, I mean, wants to be supreme Nazi.
Yeah.
He goes to Nazi camp where Sam Rockwell and Reek are the instructors and Rebel Wilson. And I am fucking done with Rebel Wilson. I am so over her. Pitch Perfect. I was like, you are... great. And then she's like, I'm the same character in every movie. Literally. I'm over Rebel Wilson so much. So he goes to this Nazi camp. He blows himself up with a grenade.
Yes.
Since he blows himself up with a grenade, his instructor, Sam Rockwell, got demoted to basically a paper pusher. And... Jojo's mom is Scarlett Johansson, mm-hmm. who is important, but we don't know why she's important.
Yeah.
They never cover that either.
It's because of her husband.
But, like, they don't cover who her husband is. She's just randomly important. Like, she has a job or something. And, that, like, this is where I don't know if Sam Rockwell is also in on... the inside.
Yeah.
Like, I know he helps at one point, and we'll talk about that at the end, but, like, people around town know her.
Yeah.
And do they know her? Like, why do they know her? Do they know her because she's a sympathizer? Or do they know her because she had an important job? But because they don't cover what her actual job was, essentially.
I mean, I could have sworn when I watched it before the whole idea is that it was... her husband was a really prominent general or something like that, and he had passed away, died, and then it's her basically going from that, essentially. Like, that's why people know her from.
I can't remember, I couldn't remember if her husband was a general, like, but anyway. So he becomes a paper pusher and essentially is throwing around a whole bunch of propaganda. I'm going to sneeze, and I'm sorry.
It's propaganda. That sounded like you put a silencer on your sneeze.
It's better than just letting it go.
I know, but it was kind of impressive.
Oh, that cleaned the nostril out, too.
There you go. All right. That's a spirit.
So, he's...
I did not see that coming.
Jojo is walking around town. Oh, wait, got another one. Fuck this lame earth. and he is throwing up a whole bunch of propaganda. Mm-hmm. He goes home... expecting his mom to be there, hears a sound upstairs, it's not his mom, finds a Jewish girl living in his wall.
And they talk a lot about the monsters of Jews and how they're terrible, like, and the idea of the propaganda about how
horrible Jews are.
And they're literal monsters.
Yeah, horns and control. Yeah, exactly. He decides not to rat out the girl because she's like, well, if you rat me out, the Nazis are going to kill your family because you harbored me. That's what Nazis do. You don't want that to happen. So they kind of start developing a working relationship. And
starts
interviewing her for a book. She's engaging his imagination of a 10-year-old of like, yes, we're horrible. We do these things. But we also do these things. So he's learning more about this girl and finding out that like, Jews aren't horrible. Mm-hmm. He's walking around town and the whole movie's very kind of slapsticky comedy. And then there's one scene where you're like,
Yeah.
But why? Like, I didn't expect that. And he finds his mom hanging in the town square.
Mm-hmm. And so, you can just, they focus on her shoes a lot, if you notice in the movie.
Yeah. I was like, okay, you're focusing on tying the shoes and the shoes a lot. So I know there's going to be something here.
And then you see her shoes. I'm like, that, I was like,
whoa. Yeah. That's like the only kind of serious part of this movie about Nazi Germany, really. At one point, the inspectors come by the house. You don't know it at this point, but the mom is dead.
Yeah.
And that's the reason the inspectors are coming by the house, because they know she's a sympathizer.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to make sure that there's not a Jew at the house.
Yeah.
The girl's there. She has her papers. She gives papers to Sam Rockwell. She tells him the wrong birth date, and he's like, yep, everything checks out. They find out that Sam Rockwell's kind of helping them as well. You learn that Sam Rockwell and Reek are lovers,
mm-hmm.
without learning it.
Yeah.
It's very, very
heavily influenced,
very subtle, but you're like, oh. The Americans end up coming by and freeing the town.
Yeah. Liberating it.
Yeah. The end.
You forgot about, like, Sam Rockwell and his, like, gloriousness of his costume.
I mean, I didn't forget He's about so it. Beautiful. I didn't mention Little Doug. Little Doug was cute.
With the glasses?
Especially when he's like, the Russians are fucking their dogs and their babies. We have more important things to worry about than Jews. And I was like, you're so cute.
In such a fucked up way.
Yeah.
So what did you think?
I liked it. I didn't love it. I didn't find it to be this, you know, uniquely incredible movie. We've seen stuff like this before, where Nazis and Jews talk to each other and realize, oh, we're not.
Yeah.
You're not what I've been brainwashed into being, and oh, you're not. You don't believe what you're enforcing.
Yeah.
Type of thing. It's good. I would recommend it. I don't think it's the end all be all, but I do recommend it. I did like it.
I'd say I actually liked the perspective of the kid as well, just in general. It's like seeing it through a perspective of a kid was very fun and unique. I don't know. But yeah.
Well, and the way that, you know, the kid is, he wants to be like an uber Nazi essentially, and his parents are sympathizers and they're helping Jews, and it's
just kind of funny. I mean, because it's the idea of like, just put up a front.
Maybe not funny.
I mean,
but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
have terrible word choice. What can I say?
No, it's fine. I enjoyed it. I liked it. I didn't love it, but I would recommend it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I want to put all those words on the box art next time. Like it, didn't love it, would recommend it. There you go. I know I missed one of those.
That's okay. All right, so for this week's stream review, it's going to be brought to us by you.
Yes.
Holy shit, this is a long episode already. We got stuff to talk about, too.
Oh, we do. Shit. All
right. All right.
We're going to watch Peanut Butter Falcon. It's another Shia LaBeouf movie that's on Amazon Prime. They did two, because it was Peanut Butter Falcon, and they also had, like, Honey Boy. And I kind of want to see both, but I'm worried it might be too artsy for us, like Last Black Man in San Francisco artsy level, so we'll see.
I mean, I've always liked Shia LaBeouf, so I'm in.
I literally got to see a total side tangent again, because why not? you ever heard about the SNL digital short called Dear Sister?
No.
It's a stupid, like, apparently it's a very prominent sketch, and I've seen it, like, tripped up a lot, and, like, I've seen people, like, meme it, and I never realized where it was from. But it has that Imogen Heap song with that, ooh, what you say? Like, you know that song? You know?
No.
Oh, fuck, I'll have to play it for you. Because I'm not going to sing it. but it was literally just about them shooting each other. And it's, like, basically the idea of taking, like, ultraviolence. Kind of like the, who did RoboCop and Total Recall?
Verhoeven.
So it's taking that ultraviolence and making it funny by adding repetition and stuff like that. But it's a stupid short, but I was laughing because it's fucked up. It has Shia LaBeouf. That's the reason I wanted it. Mention it, sorry.
Okay. That went nowhere.
I mean, do you expect most of my things to go anywhere?
I know. So as always, if you have anything you want us to watch on HBO Go, Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, HBO Max, let us know at bathammer@gmail.com, bathammer on Twitter, Sprague is a Geek on Facebook, you reach me, I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Cran Kalis. I'm never going to let you not be able to hashtag hit post me, whatever. Yes, I know.
You were even told twice the day before.
I know. Doesn't make a difference. It does. But you can also do that at Cran Kalis on Twitter. You can find us on SoundCloud and iTunes every Monday and Tuesday morning. Don't want to fuck myself over that much. I might just start making it Wednesday, or I'll say 2 weeks away from now.
Yeah.
And yeah. All right. We have news.
We do have news, so we're going to go ahead and get into this week's nerd news. The first thing we're going to talk about is Wonder Woman has been delayed again.
Not surprised.
Nope.
I'm sad, but not surprised.
I am too. Like, I really wanted to see this movie. Now it's been delayed till Christmas, so, you know.
I mean, it's going to be delayed till next year.
Probably. It's probably going to be next summer.
I'm really curious to see how movies like Mulan do, box office-wise, and Bill and Ted.
Yeah, I think Bill and Ted's going to impress, actually. I think it's going to do better than maybe they thought it would do.
Because there's literally a dearth of nothing.
Yeah, there was nothing, and it was $20 to rent or to own. It was like, yeah, might as well just fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Mulan, because you, like, $30 is a lot to swallow. But I really wanted to see it, so like I don't know what. Yeah,
I saw it and it's.
Oh, you watched it.
I did. It's a Disney live action movie.
Oh, okay.
I think it's at the runnings for the best of them, but that doesn't say a lot, because like the last running was like Aladdin. But,
right.
Yeah. I liked it when I saw it, and then I watched the pitch meeting afterwards. And man, it ripped it in a new one so well. And
well, I mean, the pitch meeting usually does with everything. I mean, even movies I love, he's done Lord of the Rings, and it's like, wow, there are a lot of problems here.
Yep. But yeah, it's not bad. I don't know if it's worth $30. It's not something I'm going to go back and watch again, but I never guessed that with a Disney live action movie. I have never imagined I'm going to go back and watch that.
Right. I wanted to watch Aladdin because I haven't finished it because we were at child issues.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So news story number two, and this is, I mean, most of this is going to be all video game related from this point out. There was an Ubisoft panel, I guess we can call it, a streaming.
I didn't see this at all. But I got distracted because it's a TV show with Jessica Alba.
Me too. I was like fuck, Gabrielle Union and Jessica Alba. I'm fucking in. One, Ubisoft owns a lot of property.
Yes.
Two, they don't know what to do with any of that fucking property.
They remake the same game from different
perspectives. So there's going to be a Prince of Persia remake coming out early 2021 for Sands of Time. And they finally announced that Sam Fisher... We get a new Splinter Cell game. No, we don't. Nope. Sam Fisher's going to be a character in one of their games.
Why the fuck they don't just make another, like...
Dude?
Because people will buy it.
People want another Splinter Cell, and there's nothing out there, really.
Besides, like, the last thing
we had Hitman was... Hitman is kind of the only real stealth game.
Yeah, but it's not espionage.
No, and Dishonored's kind of a stealth closer. Game, but, like... The Splinter Cell games were fucking amazing.
How about this? As a person, I can't really admit I never really played them. Okay. But I always heard people talk super highly about them.
They were good. They were so well done.
So I don't understand why... Because he's been a character in fucking Ghost Recon.
Yep.
And everyone's like, oh, this may be a good teaser.
No. He's on a mobile game, but it's like it's a like a PlayStation All-Stars type of game.
No.
Yeah, I don't understand why they don't want anything to do with Sam Fisher, but... Yeah. I want to say that's all of the big news, except for obviously the one thing, but I just want to make sure.
I do remember, like, I'm curious about Prince of Persia, just because when that came out on PS2, that was a fucking revolutionary game again. Like, it was fucking pretty, and everyone talked about it, and those fucking mechanics were everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then that went away.
It was a good game. Do we want to talk about Star Wars? Because I don't want to talk about Star Wars.
I mean, we can talk. We made a joke about Star Wars last night. Does that count? Let's talk about Star Wars.
So, apparently, in early pre-production or whatever... Oh, it's a safety, bitch!
That's how to get you excited about Star Wars, is watch football in the background and talk about Star Wars.
Apparently, Rey was supposed to be a Kenobi. And multiple times through production, her parentage changed, blah, blah, blah. Shit like this angers me. Not that she was supposed to be a Kenobi, like, whatever. I don't want everybody to be something, but whatever. The fact that if her parentage changed multiple times... It wasn't that important. You had no idea. You were just putting movies out because you owned Star Wars. You didn't make something.
It didn't make a difference.
And it pisses me off so much.
The fact that it can be a palette swap like that.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I really was on board with the idea of, like, as much as we don't like Last Jedi, like, at least continue on with the fucking shit of making it so that her fucking parentage doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That'd be lovely.
Yep.
Just continue on. The idea that she's apparently battling with all that shit.
Because you then you bring the Emperor back for no reason.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, no, I was setting this up to begin with. And it's like, okay. And then he's talking to Kylo. He's like, I've been every voice you've heard outside your head. And he's like, okay. He connected... So then, if he's... Oh, Jesus, fuck.
Yeah.
So if he's every voice that Kylo Ren has heard, that means that he was Snoke.
Mm-hmm.
If he was Snoke, and he did the long-distance Skype calling between the two, then he knew the dyad existed. So then, when they show up later, why is he surprised? Oh, fucking Jesus Christ.
Sometimes it's kind of fun.
No.
Maybe I'll watch Last Jedi again and see if I like it now.
You probably will.
I don't think I will. Because
it's 2020 and you'd be like, it's not that bad. All of the story that doesn't go together, whatever. I mean, can overlook it because it's pretty.
It is the most
beautifully shot Star Wars movie.
I have genuinely lost most all interest in Star Wars. Like, as a franchise, like, I'm not excited about it. Star Trek is different. I'm actually excited about Star Trek.
I want to be excited for Star Trek, but they've closed it off to me because I don't want to
pay for the streaming service.
Yeah.
It is weird for them to have a network that has a very big property that they don't show on their network but only on their streaming part.
I don't understand why after the season is over they don't put it out.
Yeah.
Like, or if you pay for it, you get to see it early.
Yeah.
If you don't pay for it after season one is over, we're gonna put it on whatever. You know, free CBS. Like, you've closed it off so much that you have to pay for this.
Or watch it with ads or something like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, they did it with Cobra Kai on Netflix,
mm-hmm.
where you paid for Netflix.
Or on YouTube, you mean?
No. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Where you paid for YouTube Red, and if you didn't, later it came out with ads. It's, okay.
Yeah.
To close it off completely like that bothers the fuck out of me.
We're not going to talk about Star Wars anymore. No, because, again, lost most interest in that.
Yes.
It sucks.
We did talk about Mandalorian is coming out in October. We're going to get to the big news, but I want to make sure that there's nothing else that I'm missing just to be on the safe side.
Mm-hmm.
Flash is going to soft reboot the DCEU.
What?
Yeah, like, we knew it was going to be Flashpoint, so that's...
I mean, at this point, they're probably looking at a build print news, because you have to imagine there's not a lot sometimes.
Yeah, I just...
So
The Walking Dead is ending after season 11.
I thought it was already over.
Me too. I was like, oh, it's still going on, huh? But there's going to be a spinoff series with Carol and Daryl.
Daryl's still alive?
They can't kill Daryl. He's the only thing that's keeping the show alive. Really.
I fucking didn't even know it was...
Believe it's still going on.
Like, I liked it the first season I saw it. I was like, oh, this is really good.
But it was only 6 episodes, right? If I remember correctly.
I think. I honestly don't know. I just remember being like, this is cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was zombie, but like, you were like, alright, this is fine. Yeah. Whatever.
You'll keep doing it.
Trailer for Dune came out.
Oh.
And it got pushed back to 2021. It was supposed to come out in Christmas, but since Wonder Woman got pushed back, Dune got pushed back, which is fine.
Fuck, I didn't see that part, but that makes sense. I'm again. I am genuinely excited about it. Just being able to see it. Because I've seen the set photos. I've seen the casting for it all. I've heard little snippets of the music and shit. I was hankering to see a damn trailer.
So far, they're doing good with it. I'll be honest. I never watched Dune.
I think I'm more of a Dune fanatic right now than I am a Star Wars fan.
I mean, you're more of a... You're not a Star Wars fan right now.
Like,
it's fine. Like, it.
Watch the original movie. That was, like, one of the first sci-fi movies. That and Black Hole were some of the first fucking sci-fi movies I saw that I remember. It's fucking nonsensical and just weird of a clusterfuck. I watched the Jodorowsky Dune thing where it talks about this one guy who's going to remake Dune. Or was going to make Dune before David Lynch did. And his whole process was fucking weird. The guy was like, I never read the book. I just kind of got the, I'm like, oh my God.
That's what you want.
Yeah. And then like the sci-fi series are actually really good. Like the one they did that in Children of Dune is really good. I've read the first three books, which I actually like. They're really heady, but I'm excited. It looks good.
Yeah. It looks good.
Looks like they're pacing themselves of not trying to rush it. So I'm curious to see how much they're going to try to squeeze movie wise out of it. But the cast is fucking solid.
Yeah.
I'm super curious.
I'm in.
Yeah.
And I wasn't in when it was announced. I'm in. But I will get to go into it fresh, really.
Mm-hmm. Which isn't bad.
And the big news of the week is Microsoft has finally decided to launch first.
Drop their price.
Yep. So they announced...
Not drop their price, sorry, but like...
They announced their pricing structure, and they also announced a new console. So we have the Xbox Next Series...
There's a Series
the
X.
The naming is fucking ridiculous, though. Yeah. Because it's Xbox Series S, which is the smaller one that looks like a speaker, almost.
Yeah, and it has, like... Isn't it discless?
It's discless. It's $299.
Mm-hmm.
It does not upgrade the Xbox One games to next gen performance. It's slower. It's not as robust as the Xbox Series X.
Yeah.
But it might be something that would benefit me.
If you just want to play the
games. If I just want to play a few of the games, because they're also bringing back their monthly program of like $23.99 or whatever, and you get Xbox Ultimate Game Pass with it, plus the system.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody like me that... Like, my Xbox doesn't go on very often.
Yeah.
So to get it with the Game Pass for $23 a month is kind of a killer deal.
So, I have to admit, I looked at this topically. I didn't look as in-depth. So, you're saying that I saw the subscription plans, but I thought it was paying off the Xbox. I wasn't actually paying for the service.
It's both.
So, essentially,
you're renting to own the Xbox, and you get Xbox Ultimate with it.
Mm-hmm.
For, I think it's $23 or $27.99. It's right around that price, but you get the system plus Xbox Ultimate.
Yeah.
Which is a pretty good deal.
I mean, it's not bad.
But it's 2 years. After a year, you've already paid for the system.
Yeah.
So the next year is... You're double paying for the system. So then...
I mean, that's the same way with, like, cell phone companies and stuff. And we talked about... Like, this is something they mused about. Not just Microsoft, but Sony did, too. Like, they just mused about the idea of doing, like, a subscription way to pay for your
Microsoft system. Microsoft did it before with the Xbox One.
Did they?
Yeah.
I don't know if they did that or not. But I remember being a thing, and people threw a big hoppy full. I'm like, it's the same fucking thing you do with your cell phones for the most part.
Yeah.
It's
interesting. They also released the price of the Series X of $499.
Mm-hmm.
Just pretty much
what we expected.
Yeah. And then next week, I think it's the 17th, Sony has a press conference that they're doing. They're releasing their prices.
I've been seeing the damn memes everywhere. About the whole thing about the Price is Right. I'm going to say $299, sir. So I'm going to say $298. Yeah, and you're like, you bitch.
Yeah, whatever. Like, the $4.99 is kind of exactly what we expected, and that's a, good price, especially for another, for a next-gen system. Yeah, it's you're gonna have it for 6-7 years.
I'm curious about the idea about the not upscaling part, because I didn't see that.
Yeah, I don't know how it's, how they're gonna manage it to not upscale.
Well, I mean, I guess it's pretty easy. If it's digital only, they just queue what you can and can't download.
I mean, I guess, but, like, what? It's just weird that you wouldn't include, like, it's just...
I did see someone pointing about the idea of, with, whatchamacallit, with an all-digital system, you can't go buy games elsewhere. So you are locked into whatever that service is, like, yeah. For example. I mean, that's something we've talked about forever, but I'm like, it's kind of hitting home, but at the same time, I buy a lot of my games on the PlayStation Store now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't buy as many physical ones unless they're cheaper than a digital version.
Right.
Like, that's generally what it'll be, because I'm like, I don't really trade in a lot of games.
No, I haven't traded in a game in...
Because usually the ones I buy, I like, and I keep. Even if I don't play them, because it's stupid. But yeah, I'm still curious to see games. That's the one thing I haven't seen from Microsoft, is that they're leading on a...
It's all third-party stuff.
It's all... Well, it's all service and hardware.
Yeah.
Like, the service, we already know, is... stellar.
Oh yeah, Xbox Live and Game Pass are great.
Like that's without doubt. Like that is a really fucking stellar service, and that's a good platform. They have a much better stable like infrastructure than PSN. They always have. And I don't expect that to not continue anytime soon. And the hardware looks great, and the hardware, I know, like the 500 version is most likely to be more powerful than whatever the PlayStation 4 or 5 is. That's pretty much just everything you've seen on specs.
But that doesn't matter.
It doesn't because
it's the Xbox all about games. One is more powerful than the PS4.
And the games are what matter.
Yes.
Like, what do you turn on the most?
Yes.
And it's my only thing is I want them to show the games, and I know they've been doing development. I know they've...
Right.
I don't know if they're just trying to get this out of the way.
They bought all those studios, but, like, it's going to be another year to two before we really see the fruits of those labors come out. I'm excited because, like, they have Obsidian, which...
They do.
Do RPGs.
Mm-hmm. They already have their gaming. They have their stellar... They have their standard ones for... How about this? I kind of want them eventually to still look at stuff like 343, which is the Halo game development house. And then you have stuff like the Coalition, which is the one that does Gears games.
Mm-hmm.
And I want them to hopefully maybe give them that same opportunity to do stuff like they did with Guerrilla on PlayStation. And they did with... I can't think. Who did Ghost of Tsushima? Sucker Punch. Like give them a chance to do something else or allow them to try other things because I think those studios have a lot of talent and they're kind of locked into a property that was... Both of them have been built to build that property, right? But those properties were built before any of those people probably worked there in some aspects.
Right.
So they're kind of locked into a thing that wasn't theirs. Give them a chance to build something that's theirs and right. I feel like they'll surprise you. I want it to be good because I want a good chance for us to have more competition, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see what they come out with. It'll be another year or two before they actually start really releasing their games.
Yeah. I did see one news you didn't bring up, and it is big. It's not really big, but it's big, but it's not really a big news.
Make your mind.
I mean, for me, it's big. For most people, they don't give a shit.
Okay.
Scott Pilgrim is actually being relisted.
Oh, yeah.
I'm...
Because it's been taken off of digital fronts for, like, 10 years. It's really weird.
I'm stupidly excited about that. Because it's a fun... It's just, again, it is a four-player Ninja Turtle style side-scroller game. Beat 'em up. But it was fun. And it has good chiptune music. It has a good views. I love the game. It's stupid fun. I'm just excited for it to come back. But then I probably won't play it because I'll buy it and it'll just sit there in my service. So
yeah,
I'm part of the problem.
Did I buy it or did I have it for free? Like I have it. I can't remember if I bought it or I got it for free, but I have it. Just all right, whatever. I played it. I was like, yeah, it's fine. But it was never. I was like, I need to play this.
Again, it was one of those like if you have four friends, if you have four friends.
Yeah, I was like, I don't have any friends.
I better
have some friends when Squadrons comes out, god damn it.
I forgot that's coming out.
I can't wait.
I never got into any of the space battle parts of Battlefront.
Dude, they were so fun.
I have no idea. I think I played one once, and I didn't know what the fuck was going on, and sure. I died real quick. Sure. And I was like, I'm good.
I mean, I'll be in, and I'm sure I can get Dougie Fresh in.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So, yeah. We'll be playing.
I love these faces of people.
All right, so that'll do it for the nerd news this week. We're going to go ahead and get into our pod question, which was brought to us by me. And for this one, I want to know, what is your favorite tower defense game? Nobody answered. People don't have a tower defense game. So what is your favorite tower defense game, buddy?
Mine's Robo Defense on Android.
Robo Defense.
It is stupid, it's old, and I still have it installed on every phone I get because I love it, and I'll play it, I'll get bored eventually, but it has the thing that I kind of like that I don't see in a lot of tower defense games, which probably is fine. It has that progression thing. As you go through, and you, even if you fail, like, you go through entire stuff, you gain currency to go buy upgrades to your stuff, so it's passive upgrades. Mm-hmm. So if you have a gun turret, you can make your gun turrets, like, 5%, 3% more damage mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But it's passive. As you go get more stuff, you can upgrade those on top of your regular upgrades and stuff. So it allows you to get further and further and further and further into the game. And I don't know why. It's stupid. I love it. It's mind-numbing and almost also a little meditative, I guess.
Okay.
Because you get into a good flow and things just work. Right. What about you?
Right. I went with Dungeon Defenders. It's a hack and slash tower defense.
Okay.
So you can build your towers, and then you also have avatars.
This is a free one, right? On PS Plus. Yeah. Okay.
Sarah and I played this a bunch, and you have little avatars that you can go around and like start beating up the things that are coming in, and then your towers can also beat them up. And then you get more gems and stuff, and you can build more towers and upgrade your towers, and you can upgrade your characters, so you're more powerful.
Yeah, like an RPG aspects and stuff.
Yeah, dude, it was really good. I really liked it.
That was PS3, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Now, I think they have, like, 4 now on PS4. The second one came out, but it was a pay-to-win, free-to-play type of... And I was like, why did you do this?
That's like with Pines vs. Zombies. I love the first one. The second one they did, I'm like, come on, guys.
Yeah. But Dungeon Defenders is a lot of fun. I love that game.
Oh.
All right. So it's your question for this week, my good man.
Yeah, this one I feel like I already know the answers to some. Like, for you, I feel like I know your answer easily. But what is your go-to social media?
Interesting.
Because there is so many things out there.
Oh, yeah, there's...
And some, like, this is my... Like,
some
I like
of them aren't even good.
Yes, sometimes. But yeah, just curious, what is your go-to social media? Simple and easy.
Easy enough? All right. Let us know your answers at batandhammer@gmail.com, batandhammer on Twitter, Spring and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I am at Tara Skibby.
I'm at Craig Kalis. And make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud and iTunes every Tuesday morning.
Sometimes.
Otherwise, hashtag hit post.
So we will not have a new show for next week. Mm-hmm. You're going out of town.
Yep.
So we're going to have a show, and I think we're going to cover just... games. And yeah. It's going to be more focused on board games and things along those lines. But that's what you'll see next week. So if something happens, i.e. the Sony press conference will release the price, which
and is going to
be $4.99.
It's going to be $4.98. That'd be really fucked up if it was.
I would troll my ass off so bad.
Oh, perfect.
But yeah, we... So if anything major happens, we won't be covering it, but we'll be back the week after with a whole new show, and we'll try to catch up on everything we missed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you listened to episode 370 of Sprank and Z Geek. So we're Sprank and Z Geek, I'm Pat.
I'm Amber.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
So bad.
Go for it.
Fuck.
There you go. Like he almost lost it as he got. Hello.